Rich Shirtlieb, Ken Laird, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson. 617-779-7937 is the number that you can call. I want to take this call real quick because we're just quickly earlier on in the show. It was awesome because on WEI right around 1 o'clock, Rich Keefe and Mego had on Josh McDaniels, and it's great because it is a Patriots Friday in which we're going to have different coordinators from the team rotating, and Josh McDaniels will obviously be making several appearances during the season, and he was asked about that whole Tom Brady helping out the Seattle Seahawks during the Super Bowl theory that was out there. By the way, leaked out by, insinuated by the coach himself of the Seattle of the Seattle Seahawks, Mike McDonald. And then Mike Vrabel was interviewed about it later on and seemed to believe that that was the case. And so when let's go ahead and play it if you don't mind. Do you have it there by any chance, Jackson? Let's go ahead and play this. This is Josh McDaniels' response to being asked about whether or not he believes Tom Brady actually helped the Seahawks in the Super Bowl.
You think Tom Brady helped the Seattle Seahawks prepare for you guys in the Super Bowl?
I have no idea.
If he did, would it bother you?
I wouldn't have a dog in that fight if that was the case. I don't know. I don't know, you know, what that, you know, would or wouldn't have done. And again, I'm sure when you play in that game, there's 2 weeks before the game happens. There's so much that can be taken in terms of information and background and so on and so forth. You know, I know this. What we do and how we do it is really going to end up being the ultimate determiner of whether or not we win or lose games or that kind of a game, certainly. So I know I didn't do enough to help us win the game, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity to compete against them here in a few weeks.
Okay, by saying I don't have a dog in that fight at the beginning, obviously they're pissed. Like they obviously believe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Vrabel straight up said that he believes they helped him, and then Josh McDaniels, that answer says everything to me, doesn't it, Ted?
Yeah, no, it does, and I don't mean to. We're still talking about the same thing, but I just want to pivot to what Spillane said about it, and not Josh McDaniels, but just real quick, because we haven't talked about this part of what Spillane said. He was reacted to. He was asked earlier, today about. You know what Tom said, and he said,
"I have that audio.
We have the clip.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, okay. Let's play that clip because I'm fascinated to hear what you guys think about this one specific part that he said and answered this question. So listen to his answer, and then let's talk about it.
We'll get you out on this. Right before the Super Bowl, you were asked about the former Tom Brady, former Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, saying he didn't have a dog in the fight, and it bothered you." We never had a chance to talk to you about that. Did that irritate guys in that locker room that the greatest quarterback of all time, who has a statue the size of a house in front of the building, said he didn't have a dog in the fight entering that game with the Seahawks?
It irritated me, and it made me feel sad for him. Spending 20 years here, obviously went on to do amazing, great things, not only on the football field, but in the community, and to say that he had no care in the world. It irritated me. It made me feel sad for him. But at the end of the day, that was just my personal opinion. Everyone else has their own opinions in the locker room.
Is that interesting? Did you find that interesting, the part where he says it made me feel sad for him?
Totally.
What do you think he meant when he said that? Like, what does that mean to you?
I think these are young guys who are looking at somebody who should be in perfect harmony with the region he played in. And it's just like, what? What happened here? Like, this guy is doing what? You know?
Yeah.
Like, who's advising you? Yeah, it's like, who's advising you? And you know what? That's an interesting perspective. I feel sad for, and it's crazy to say that about a guy who seemingly has everything. I mean, he's
correct.
The greatest of all time in his craft. He was born good looking. He, you know, has tons of money. You know, the contract that he signed to broadcast is zillions of dollars, but they still feel sad because he's apparently surround himself with yes men who let him say dumb things like that, and he really has no kind of home now. You know, he's not like a New Englander, doesn't like New England. He's obviously not the whole thing about Florida. I don't even know where is home for him? I don't know. And it's a really sad thing. He seems to have kind of shot himself in the foot over and over again. Yes,
yeah,
that's right. The super yacht.
Well, no, but it's like when you guys made the Super Bowl in the 90s, you probably had the 86 Patriots on your side. You know, this team, when they went to the Super Bowl last year, were probably like, where are the alumni like supporting us, especially the most important one?
Spillane's been here for a minute, but I kind of dig how he approached that question, excuse me. So it's just it was an interesting way in which I think Robert, you know, kind of explained it, but I can get down with it. It is kind of sad that he, you know, after all this time, that he doesn't feel more of an affinity for the area and for the team that he played for and won all those championships with. It's almost like it was just a means to an end for him.
Yeah, definitely. Let's go to Mike on line three. Mike, what's happening, buddy? How you doing?
Mike.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good, bud.
Doing good. First off, great job with the Jimmy Fund. You guys are awesome. Can't believe the number you raised. Excellent job by everybody there.
Thanks, man. Yeah, the donors were
awesome. Tom Brady.
Yes.
Yep. I got to tell you, I really don't care what he does in his own personal life. What mattered most to me, and still to this day, is what did the guy do on the football field? He brought 6 world championships here. That's it. That's all he owes us nothing. And if the truth be told, Mr. Kraft, who always said he was like his son, well, guess what? If he was like his son, he would be part owner of the team. He wouldn't be with the friggin' Raiders. It makes no sense to me that this guy's with the Raiders. They cut him short on contracts. They always got him to take something else. I think that had a lot to do with Mr. Kraft and his own personal beliefs, and that's what happened. But he was a good guy here, whether he was in Boston or New York. Who cares? He performed on the field. That's the bottom line with me.
All right, Mike, let me ask you this before you go. I want to ask you this. To me, the place where I saw the most people do a 180 on Brady was when it was revealed – And Vrabel believes it, and it sounds like McDaniels does as well, that Brady might have given inside information to the Seattle Seahawks against the Patriots in this Super Bowl. Does that change your mind at all about what you think of Tom Brady? If he indeed talked to the Seahawks and gave up the secrets that he would know because Josh McDaniels is the guy setting up the offensive plays.
You know what? It doesn't make a difference to me because of the fact he really should be with the Patriots as an owner of that team. So they dumped on him. Well, guess what? Turnaround is fair play. So he dumps on the team. Well, he dumps on him big time, as far as I'm concerned.
Mike's making good arguments, though. No.
What about a sequel? 180 for Brady. That's a good one.
I like that. Instead of 80 for Brady,
yeah.
180 for Brady.
Thank you.
I don't know. I think some of Mike's points are kind of like, he's right. I mean, why isn't he part owner of the Patriots? You know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe, why didn't he get top of the market?
Do we know he wanted to come back here? If he didn't want to be caught dead in New England living anymore,
then why would
he want to part owner?
I don't think he's living in Las Vegas, to be honest, either.
Well, he is. Supposedly, he's got a place some kind of penthouse suite at one of the casinos.
All right.
The Circus Circus. I think he chose the finest one there.
Yeah. Tropicana.
Yeah. Can you see Mike's points? Like, if the Patriots made him part of this.
If true.
Assuming that Brady wanted to be part of the Patriots ownership and assuming that the Patriots said, we're not going to sell, can you see maybe why Tom might be miffed?
I don't care. As a Patriots fan, if you gave inside information that helped the Seahawks beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, then screw
Fredo.
You. I don't care. Fredo. I don't care about any of that stuff. Whatever personal things that you have, you screwed over your Patriots. You screwed over my team, the team that I like. So screw you. You know, that was the, and everything else, he's a total weirdo and he's done weird stuff and it's been funny. And I've been like, it doesn't matter. He won 6 Super Bowls. But the minute he allegedly did that, that's when it turned for me. And I think it turned for a lot of other people too. I
Al
can't
Davis's
be alone on that.
Kind of looks like Mo Green, too. Doesn't it? They have a little similar like Vegas thing going on.
That's right, Mo Green.
That's very true.
Oh, man. All right, 617-779-7937. You can give us a call. It is Rich, Ken, and Ted Johnson, and Rob Bradford is going to join us and give us his take on everything that's going on with